KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's military says it's carried out a targeted strike in Tehran that killed several key military commanders. More details from correspondent Luke Garrett.
Iranian security official Ali Larijani and the head of the Revolutionary Guard's all-volunteer Basij force, Golam Reza Soleimani, were both killed in overnight strikes, according to Israel's defense ministry. Larijani served as Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council. He hails from one of Iran's most famous political families and has been an advisor to Iran's former Supreme Leader on strategy in nuclear talks with the Trump administration.
Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar is pushing back on a statement by several Western leaders who called for talks and de-escalation in Lebanon. He said via the BBC, Iran proxy Hezbollah has been launching a steady stream of terrorist attacks against Israeli civilians.
Under Iranian direction, Hezbollah joined the war against Israel. So far, it has launched around 2,000 missiles and drones at Israel.
And he suggested a lot of the European critics probably would not allow such attacks against their own countries to go unaddressed. Radical Muslim group Boko Haram suspected in a massive bombing in northern Nigeria.
Police in Nigeria say suspected suicide bombers have killed over 20 people and injured more than 100 in Maiduguri. The attack on Monday night is one of the northeastern city's deadliest in years. Residents and emergency workers reported three blasts in crowded areas, including a major market and the entrance to a hospital. No group so far has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but suspicion has quickly fallen on the Boko Haram jihadi group, which in 2009 launched an insurgency in northeastern Nigeria to enforce their radical interpretation of Sharia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. British lawmakers are taking on pornography.
The House of Lords has passed a series of amendments to its online porn law that ban images of children or of violent behavior. All these things are banned in laws governing physical pornography, but online platforms were not covered. The United Kingdom has been moving to curtail smut on the internet in recent years, passing statutes that many evangelical leaders and decency advocates here in the U.S. wish that Congress would copy. Michael Harrington reporting.
Attacks on synagogues around Europe and North America have Jewish people on edge. Carrie Sleeper of the Secure Community Network, a Jewish security organization, tells a Jewish telegraphic agency, quote, "We are in the midst of the most elevated and complex threat environment the Jewish community in this country has seen in modern history." Anti-Semitism was already surging in the wake of the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. It's rising now again. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports that Cuba's energy situation is only getting worse.
Officials in Cuba are reporting an island-wide blackout in the country of some 11 million people as its energy and economic crisis deepens. Cuba says there's been a complete disconnection of the country's electrical system and says it is investigating. While Cuba blames a U.S. energy blockade for the crisis, Cuba's aging grid has drastically eroded in recent years, leading to daily outages and an increase in island-wide blackouts. President Donald Trump warned in January of tariffs on any country that would sell or provide oil to the island and has hinted at a friendly takeover of the island. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And amid the embargo, Cuba has been relying instead on solar power, natural gas, and aging thermoelectric plants for most of its electricity. More on these stories can be found at srnnews.com.